Thank you for calling customer service. This is Janelle. How can I help you?
Hi, Gina. What is your address for return products?
I'm sorry, say that one more time for me.
What is the address for returning products?
Well, if you wouldn't, can I get a zip code to try looking up an account for you?
Somebody called me back, but I couldn't answer the phone. Maybe 8270.
98270?
Mm-hmm.
All right, thank you for that. And can I get your first and last name, please?
Sandra Lutzen.
You said that one more time for me.
Sandra Lutzen.
Do you mind spelling your last name for me?
L-A-U-G-H-L-A-N.
All right. And that zip code was 98270?
Yes.
All right, give me 1 second because I can't seem to find an account with you.
I just request to cancel that account because you guys are thief. I just need the address to return that product back.
Yes, ma'am, but it looks like I don't even have an account with you.
Because they closed it.
I'm sorry, repeat that one more time for me.
Because you guys closed my account. I request to close that account because you guys are thieves.
Well, ma'am, we're not thieves. And for I can't seem to find an account with you. So I wouldn't be able to give you a return address for anything if I don't have an account with you.
Look, the lady that I just spoke was Sonia. And she told me 11551 East 45 Avenue, Union City, Denver, Colorado, 0239. I Googled that address. That address is not existed. Does not exist.
Okay, well, if that's the address that she gave you, then that would be the return address. But like I stated, even if you did just cancel your account, it should still pop up on my end. And unfortunately, it's not popping up on my end.
Did you show us as a Kevin Lutzen, man? I have already spoke 2 times there, and they found the account. I can't believe that you cannot find it.
As no, ma'am.
Always, you guys didn't work well then. A part of thieves. Now you told me that you don't find that a stupid account.
All right. Well, I'm definitely sorry you feel that way. Do you mind spelling out your first and last name for me so I can try with your first and last name?
You find it under Kevin Lutzen. L-A-U-G-H-L-A-N. Kevin.
And what was that zip code one more time?
98270.
You said Kevin, correct?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. I can't find an account under that. Can you spell the last name for me one more time?
Jumping me with that supervisor, Sonia.
Do you mind spelling out the last name for me?
Again, L as in labor, A as in apple, U as in umbrella, H. Now you are confused. Oh my God, that's stupid people. Lutzen, L-A-U-G-H-L-A-N.
Okay, yes, ma'am. I can't find an account with you.
Can you transfer me to your supervisor then?
Well, ma'am, we do have the same protocol, and they're gonna try to find it the same exact way that I tried to find it.
I need that you gave me the address in order to return that stupid watch back to you. The lady, Sonia, supervisor, gave me the address, but I Googled it because you guys are taking money from my account that I never authorized. So they told me that stupid watch was free when it wasn't free. And I have to return that product back, which I would be glad to do it, and I need the address. Sonia
yes,
gave
ma'am.
Me an address, and I Google it right now, and that is fake. I need the real address because I know.
Well, you're sending it back to a warehouse, ma'am, so it might not pop up. But it's a warehouse that you have to send the product back to. So
yes,
whatever address she did, whatever address she gave you is the correct address.
Well, it's not because I have already checked it.
Well,
that's why
okay.
I need verified address. Can you transfer me to somebody else that I can understand my speaking? Because I clearly know that you don't understand.
Yes, ma'am, I do understand what you're saying, but like I stated, I can't find an account with you. And our supervisor has the same exact protocol as myself. And if she's not,
so
if I'm not allowed to find an account, I don't.
One lady that just called me back and I couldn't answer the phone.
Okay.
Hold on a minute. I'm going to let you know the name so you can transfer me with that lady because she left me a message.
Okay. Well, I can't transfer you to a specific person. You'll just get whatever supervisor answers the call.
No, you don't find the address. Now, if I'm going to lose my money sending that stupid watch, I'm not going to lose my money. You're not going to return my money back. I have to return the product.
All right, ma'am. Do you mind giving me 1 second?
Okay.
All right, ma'am. So I do have your information being gathered to send over to my supervisor. I do thank you for calling customer service, and I hope you have a great rest of your night. Give me 1 second and hold on, okay?
Okay. So you found it.